USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cleanup and damage assessment continued this Sunday after a deadly tornado touched down in northern Michigan. State police saying two people were killed and more than 40 others injured after a twister tore through a mobile home park in Gaylord. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declaring a state of emergency for the area. Thousands of homes remain without power. The United States and South Korea plan to hold talks on restarting joint military drills in response to North Korea's nuclear program. President Biden and South Korea's president making the announcement at a news conference in Seoul. And as far as if the president would be open to meeting one-on-one with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
With regard to whether I would meet with the leader of North Korea, that would depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Ukrainians are pushing back as Russia makes slow incremental progress in parts of eastern Ukraine.
I'm not sure that it would be much of a helpful metric anyway, Lita, because literally territory is changing hands every single day.
So said Pentagon spokesman John Kirby during a briefing on Friday. He was pressed on who controls what at this time and said the situation is changing every day. The Pentagon confirmed another weapons shipment to Ukraine this week, costing $100 million. Older Americans are being urged to get a COVID booster shot as more of them are ending up in the hospital. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky sharing that message this week. She described the increase in hospitalizations among older Americans as steep and substantial. She also noted just over 40% of folks 65 and older have gotten a shot over the last 6 months. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Pro-life groups are cheering legislation that was introduced this week.
Representative Jim Banks, a Republican from Indiana, introduced a bill that would ban abortionists and abortion clinic workers from disposing of so-called medical waste, including the remains of preborn babies in public waterways. Banks stated the practice of tossing unborn remains into public water systems is barbaric and that if, quote, the American public knew about it, they would be disgusted and horrified, unquote. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Huntsville, Alabama is the best place to live in the United States, according to U.S. News and World Report's latest rankings. The fastest-growing city in northeast Alabama jumped two spots from last year. Colorado Springs, Colorado is second place on this year's list, followed by Green Bay, Wisconsin, Boulder, Colorado, and San Jose, California. The ranking of the nation's 150 most populous metro areas are based on affordability, desirability, and quality of life. Certain types of Jif peanut butter are being recalled. J.M. Smucker announcing the recall impacts 45 different kinds of products sold nationwide because of potential salmonella contamination. Recalled products include creamy and crunchy peanut butter and peanut butter to-go packs. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.